I love you. You may as well take my heart, Catherine. It's already full of you.
Please go.
What is it? What's wrong, my dear?
You know nothing about me. You've known me only 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Catherine, I've known you all my life.
All your life.
It's true. Well, I've heard beautiful music, I thought. I've looked at flowers, knowing that one day I'd give them to you.
Oh, stop.
But for my heart, there is another love that must come before you. My country.
She could have sleep. She disappeared for an hour and a half. And when she'd come back, she'd brush her teeth. But I could still smell it on her raggedy tee. And I could taste it on her lips when we kissed. Poor little Liddy used to always quit. But she never really quits. She'd just say she did.
You were looking at the faces of passers-by, hoping for something that will, for an instant, bring me back to you. You will find moonlit nights strangely empty, because if you call my name to them, there will be no answer. Always your heart will be aching for me. Your mind will give you the doubtful consolation that you did, a brave thing.
You can do anything you please, but you have very little time to do it.
You mean you're actually going to kill me?
I mean just that.
Well, go ahead.
I'll do this my own way. Look, you already know my purpose in being here. Now you will either give me my information, or I will kill you.
You can't pull the trigger. You can't pull it because you love me. It takes a very brave, a very cold woman to do that, Catherine. I don't think you...